Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the Mexican government recently opened a proceeding in which grading standards are proposed for Mexican beef, and Mexico's Secretariat of Agriculture, Livestock, Rural Development, Fisheries, and Food accepted public comments on the proposal through December 19th. Now, the U.S. Meat Export Federation filed comments in this proceeding, raising concerns about how English grade names could be used interchangeably with Spanish names. Thad Lively is the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Senior Vice President for Trade Access, and today explains that this could create a lot of confusion out there in the marketplace and diminish the value that the U.S. beef industry derives from the USDA's trusted grading system.
So we have some concern about beef coming from Mexico carrying grade labels that are very, very close to the ones we're all familiar with in this country, but which have fundamentally different definitions behind them. On the surface, it looks like their grading system is actually very similar to ours, but then our technical experts here at USMEF have dug into the details.
And those areas include differences in marbling scores and proposed procedures for determining carcass grades. That's a look at your Landed Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.